He spent years inside a Vietnamese prison. He fought his way back from a congressional scandal, seethed over what he saw were personal smears derailing his 2000 presidential bid. All the while, John McCain pushed forward. He is fond of quoting Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena, because McCain never removed himself from the arena. He's always been crafting legislation, criticizing the conduct of a war he always wanted, at times taking so-called friendly fire from fellow Republicans. John McCain will be the Republican presidential nominee, and he has many strategic and tactical choices to make. Here to discuss them is Jonathan Martin, senior political correspondent at Politico.com. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, how are you?
Well, first, how do McCain and his team feel about Barack Obama as an opponent? Would they rather run against Hillary Clinton?
They have, for either reasons of trying to convince themselves that he's easier candidate, or just a real legitimate view, come to believe that McCain shapes up better against Obama than Clinton. Now, I'm not sure how much of this is sort of spin versus justification against their eventual opponent, but they think this: the contrast between McCain's experience, especially on national security issues, against Obama will be a key factor for voters. The fact that in a time of peril at home and abroad, you know, McCain has long experience working with regard to military issues, foreign policy issues. Obama simply doesn't have that kind of experience, and the McCain folks will press that, especially when it comes to Obama's willingness to sit down with the country's enemies. The McCain folks will try and present that as a sort of form of foreign policy naivete. So they think that a McCain-Obama matchup provides them with some real opportunities.
Let's talk about money. McCain has been trailing. He took in about $18 million in April. That's compared to Obama's $31 million haul. Okay, Obama is still in a race, so that explains why he's raising more money. But will the money be there for McCain when he needs it?
No. I mean, the short answer is no. McCain is never going to raise what Obama brings in. The McCain folks have reconciled themselves to that. Their hope/spin is this: that between the RNC and the McCain campaign, they will be sufficiently endowed to run a competitive and perhaps successful race this November. And they want the metric to be used of RNC and McCain versus DNC and Obama. Now, why is that? Well, because the RNC happens to be far more flush than their Democratic counterpart. So the Republicans you talk to say, look, Obama is going to be a rock star when it comes to raising cash, but we're going to have enough money to compete. Here's the problem for Republicans, though. When you get down to the final weeks or even final days, and these candidates and campaigns are making decisions about where to put resources, if Obama has got a huge pot of money, it gives him a degree of flexibility to play in some states that perhaps McCain can't. And he also may be able to put McCain on defense in some states by putting money somewhere where perhaps they can't win. They can sort of threaten and try and get in McCain's head a little bit.
Also, when you have the money and you make a mistake, you say it's all right, we have some money backing it up. When you don't have the money and make a mistake, it causes so much stress on the campaign.
Right.
Okay, so who is McCain's rove?
Well, that's a great question. McCain doesn't really have a Carl Rove. The closest person to that role was a fellow named John Weaver, who was his top strategist, who was ousted last summer as part of a campaign shakeup. But right now, he's got a tight-knit inner circle of advisors. His campaign manager is a fellow named Rick Davis, and McCain's closest personal aide is a guy named Mark Salter. But there's no real Svengali there. And frankly, this is not the Bush campaign. Folks in the Republican Party are so used to this sort of top-down, metric-based, very precise, military discipline Bush model. It's just not there. McCain is much more somebody who relies upon a sort of loose organization. People have input. It is not strictly top-down, and there's no one person there pulling the strings. There's about a half a dozen people that he's close to that are shrewd political operatives, but there is not a rove this time around.
The question about who the rove is interesting, not just because of the structure of the campaign, which reflects somewhat maybe his management style, but also Rove brought a big idea to the election, and Rove's big idea, among his big ideas, was go and get out the base. We in politics are often too distracted by trying to sway the people in the middle. What you have to do is inspire your base. Does McCain believe that? Is it going to be a big, mostly inspire the base at the expense of the undecideds campaign?
At the McCain view, and frankly the Republican view, this is not going to be a base election because of the problems with the GOP brand, and also because of McCain's strengths with some independent voters. They recognize that he needs to go out and pick up independents, perhaps even some of those Reagan Democrats, and to try and bring back into the fold those disillusioned Republicans who have sort of wavered here in the Bush years. So that's going to be their goal, to try and really go after those folks in the middle and not so much picking up folks on the right. To put it in math terms, they want to play the politics of addition, not multiplication of their own.
So when you talk about the weakness of the Republicans, this is sort of the atmosphere in the background. And we know there are a lot of weaknesses for a Republican, any generic Republican. And there's sort of external weaknesses. Also, the economy is a weakness for the Republican, and the war is a weakness for the Republican. What I want to ask you is, the McCain team, what do they think is his biggest personal and specific to McCain, his biggest personal deficit? Is it his temper, his age, his blunt speaking style, something else?
I think it's a couple of things. First, it's the R after his last name. Look, John McCain is a well-known figure in this country, does have something of an independent niche outside of the party, but he's still a Republican. He still supported Bush on a lot of major issues, and he can still be defined as a conservative Bush-supporting Republican, and the Democrats will emphatically try and do that, painting this as running for a third Bush term. That is his chief obstacle in a terrible year for Republicans. Beyond that, no question, his age is going to be a factor. He'll be 72 years old this August. He would become the oldest president-elect in the history of the country were he to win in November. That's going to be a big challenge. And then lastly, I would just say his being a longtime Washington figure. He's been in the Congress, in the House and Senate now for a combined 25 years. He came in the class of 82 to the House. So very easy for Obama, running on a change mantra, to paint McCain as part of a Washington status quo.
I would think that McCain, all the negatives about him can be spun and plausibly perhaps into positives. Like his temper is negative, the positive is people like fire in the belly. His age is the negative, his positive is experience, you know?
That's exactly right. And the McCain folks have already started doing that. And when it comes to the Washington experience, by the way, they say, yeah, he's been in D.C. for a long time. But you know what? He has brought change. He's worked across party lines. He has really tried to, embrace this sort of new politics that Obama talks about quite a bit, but hasn't necessarily gotten the results from. Their pitch against Obama, beyond being naive when it comes to foreign policy, their sort of second-tier assault against him is going to be, look, this guy talks a great game. He's a good speaker when it comes to embracing this new brand of politics, but McCain has walked the walk, whether it's campaign finance or climate change or especially the immigration issue. He has taken on his own party and worked across the aisle to try and get things done.
Last question. This isn't a national election, of course. It's 50 state elections. I mean, 50, 51 if you include D.C., which probably already went Democrat. So I'd like you to pick a state, maybe pick a region. Tell me something about how the McCain team is going to try to win that state or region.
Sure. They are looking, I think, at two places that I think could play to McCain's strengths and Obama's vulnerabilities. First of all, the industrial Midwest. You start in Pennsylvania, move west to Ohio, you reach down, you grab West Virginia, and certainly you include Michigan in there as well. A home of the Reagan Democrats, a place where Obama could have real vulnerabilities when it comes to white working class voters. The McCain folks think they can keep their base intact and reach over and grab some of those shot and a beer kind of white guys. Secondly, the Pacific Northwest. They believe that McCain's unique brand, the fact that he's more of an independent than Bush, could make them competitive in a place like Washington or Oregon. They really want to press the environmental issue out there in those two places.
Yeah, if there are enough Scoop Jackson supporters still around in Washington.
I think it's a longer shot out there than it is in places like Ohio and Michigan. That's probably their better bet. But those two places, I think, do go to this issue about McCain's advantages and some of Obama's weaknesses.
All right, great job, Jonathan Martin, senior political correspondent at Politico. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.